caused a wardrobe malfunction that could have ruined her career.
And a rock star shared a new selfie, honey, but was in an accident.
And later, Andrew Freund talks to Owen Wilson, Jesse Williams, and the cast of the new movie, Secret Headquarters.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
And here to add their Mr. Frank and Heidi.
Yay!
It's Heidi and Frank.
Oh, it's a contract. It's
all right,
contract.
Let's get into it.
That's awkward.
Earlier this week, Kylie Jenner turned 25 years old, and Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis took the opportunity to wish her a happy birthday.
God.
He posted a throwback pic and said, "It seems like yesterday that we were celebrating your 18th birthday together."
Oh, okay. Lord.
Ew. Gross.
But followers were quick to call him out for staring at her cakes. And Joe said, "All straight men always are looking at beautiful women." And that's not all, though. Joe also cropped the pic for his post. The original pic included Tyga, who Kylie was dating at that time.
Is Joe Francis still, like, is he still a thing?
I don't think so.
I think he's just
Are girls still getting wild?
He's chilling with his money, bro, and, like, doing his thing. He's not really out in the public eye.
Now he's
like
on Girls Gone Mild.
Now that I could be a part of.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, I'm just kind of hanging out, not making a lot of noise.
Just women in dry shirt contests. Like, regular.
Yeah. Maybe, like, a little nip slip. Like, Girls Gone Nip Slip. Like, a little tiny bit.
All right, the MTV Awards are coming up, and during an appearance on The Tonight Show, Madonna told Jimmy Fallon about a wardrobe malfunction on the first ever VMA. She performed like a virgin, and she thought that this mishap might end her career.
Wow. I walked down these very steep stairs of a wedding cake, and I got to the bottom, and I started dancing around, and my white stiletto pumps fell off. And I was trying to do, like, the smooth move, like, dive for the shoe and make it look like it was choreography.
Yeah.
And my dress flipped up and my butt was showing. Can you imagine? And it wasn't even, like, the whole butt. It was just, like, a butt cheek, like, half of a butt cheek.
Enough butt to cause a controversy.
Yeah, but when I went backstage, my manager told me my career was over with.
Wow.
Can you imagine in 2022 anybody being concerned about showing a little cheek?
That's how you make a career.
Right. Right.
Imagine getting mad when you don't.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah. Did my butt show on that one? It didn't. Damn it.
Let's do it again.
I'm not wearing any bottoms right now. I'm winning the pooing it right here on Dish Nation today.
No.
But this is back in the era. I mean, I think the Like a Virgin performance was before the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Sure.
Wardrobe malfunction was a thing back then.
Yeah.
Now it's required.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if Madonna came out now as a new artist, she would have been a WAP.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%, bro.
Yeah.
100%. Again, do I have to remind you guys I'm not wearing
bottoms? No, you know.
God damn it, and let us see them. Oh, come on. Who's alive?
Yeah.
Give Gary a taste.
Yes, please.
Skin to win.
I'm like a virgin.
To win.
Skin to win.
All right,
everyone
y'all, it's
knows.
Time for a Dish. So Jeanette McCurdy, who co-starred on the show iCarly, just released her memoir, and it's called, are y'all ready for this?
What?
Yeah. The book is called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay.
Apparently, Jeanette had a really tumultuous relationship with her mother, and she's even holding an urn on the book cover. So do y'all think this title is too honest or a bit too much? I mean,
I just got a no-brat. I mean, I'm going to probably get the book, even though I don't know who this girl is, but it sounds like an interesting
story. She's on iCarly.
Yeah. I think that was a little after my time. If I was watching iCarly, there were problems.
It would be. I know iCarly, and I'm older than you.
When you have kids, what did her mom do to her? I guess that's my question,
my understanding is that she was an extraordinarily hardcore, like, showbiz mom.
Stage mom.
Momager.
And dictated her entire personality.
So does Kris Jenner, and things are working out for the Kardashians and Jenner.
Results may vary.
Do you guys feel like doing a little round table of people you're glad or who are dead?
Sure.
Well, I'm waiting for them to die.
No.
Just me? Okay, that's cool.
My career?
Let's play. You go first, Heidi.
Adolf Hitler.
Okay, all right.
Good answer.
Right.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Like
this is like Family Feud. Frank.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah!
Orville Redenbacher. Screw that guy. Screw that guy.
Mine is Mark Twain. That guy.
Mark Twain?
Mark Twain?
All the white people on set are really mad at my answer.
Why do we have to keep doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. Eggplant alert.
Eggplant alert.
Baby, eggplant alert. honey. But baby, let me tell y'all, honey, Tommy Lee, he blessed my seeing eyes, honey, with a full frontal new photo taken on his bathroom floor, honey, and posted it on IG with the caption, "Oop." So anyway, well, honey, Tommy Lee, y'all, he pulled the post and he deleted it, y'all. But the internet, honey, it never sleeps.
Never sleeps.
Now, are we buying, honey, that y'all he uploaded this photo by mistake?
No, we're not buying.
I love it.
Have you ever taken a nude photo and maybe accidentally sent it out?
We all have.
I've never accidentally sent it. That's for
accidentally
sure.
We've all taken naked pictures. If you say you haven't, you're lying.
No, you have. Oh, but have you really seen? He said, "Oops!" Like he accidentally. Have you accidentally sent a naked photo anywhere?
No.
Although I will say, Instagram is a little weird these days because when you go to post, it automatically puts you in post when you want to maybe make a story, and it'll just automatically go there, and you have to really go. I want to make a story, so maybe he just, as he was clicking.
Oh. Maybe.
No, but
maybe.
He wouldn't have said, "Oops," it would have posted without him knowing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh.
And Brett, you've never taken a naked picture yourself, Brett?
Mm-mm. I think a few people might have snuck some, but I've never taken one.
Oh. I have a lot of brown eyed pictures out there. I love it. As long as you don't know it's me, so.
It's glorious for the person I'm with to just see in person.
That's right, Brett. That is absolutely right.
If there was a lineup of brown eyes, Gary, I could figure out which one was him.
I feel like I could too.
Yeah.
Chewy could pick you out from the wing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Chewy think he can. He can't pick out this brown eye.
I recognize those little chicken cutlets, baby.
Oh, yeah. You have to have the legs attached.
Yeah. You ever squint at the clock in friendly panic because you realize you overslept for work? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's happening to the best of us. Yes, I know. Well, that happened to today's show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie, who documented a hustling to get ready for Thursday's show after she overslept and rushed into the studio around 6:45 a.m. And the show, which airs and starts at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Woo! And she had to get her hair and makeup done before going on the show.
Yeah. It's hit her in the face, that puff ball.
Boom! Yes, makeup! Yo, Savannah makes $8 million a year.
I would have somebody drop kick me in the head
to wake me up on time if I was making $8 million a season.
Yo, I just want to shout out that glam squad. You know what I'm saying? Like glam squad is the people behind the scenes getting that hair and makeup together.
Don't I know it.
Yeah.
Natalie, I love it.
Well, would you, Heidi, or you, Brett, you know, run into Dish Nation late with no makeup and do the show?
I've done Dish with no makeup.
You have. You look great.
I used to do it with no makeup all the time.
That dreaded call? Somebody calls you from work, and then you hear the phone ring, and you know it's them, and you pick it up, and they're like, you're supposed to be at work right now.
Then you say this, I'm behind somebody in traffic. It's driving me crazy.
No. Oh, my God. So I had an event at Santa Monica Pier, and the person producing the event said, "Chewy, what's your ETA?" I was just like, "Yeah, the event's tomorrow, right?" The email said Friday.
Oh, my God.
She's like, "No, the event's tonight, and we're expecting you on stage in 20 minutes.
What?
Thank God I live on the west side already. I got to Santa Monica Pier in 10 minutes, y'all.
Wow.
I didn't even know if I had pants on, shirt on.
Okay, up next, Lamar Odom is shopping for a new house, but why is it in ex-Khloe Kardashian's zip code?
Ew.
We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Settle down.
Okay, sorry.
All right, it sounds like Lamar Odom might be taking a page out of the Kanye West book.
Yikes.
When it comes to ex-wife Khloe Kardashian. It's the former basketball star was seen house hunting in the same Calabasas gated community that his ex-wife lives in. So when asked, did he know Khloe lived in the community, Lamar replied, "I had no idea."
And when
asked why he's considering moving into the area, he said, "Because the home is beautiful. Look at this place."
He was talking about her home. It's very beautiful, and he would like to be much closer to it.
There is no scenario that Lamar Odom doesn't know where Khloe Kardashian lives.
That realtor, that's the first thing she or he said. Like, you know Khloe lives here, right?
Yeah. Oh, really? I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't know. Were you two together? I didn't know you two were together.
Right.
But Lamar's been relentless about talking about wanting to get Khloe Kardashian back. Like, he knows, man, what I had, Well, I screwed up in such a huge way.
Well, just admit it. Don't say you don't know she lives there.
Right,
it's like,
just admit it.
Say, I'm going to win her back, and I'm going to cut her grass, and I'm going to clean her pool.
Yeah. Just say, I'm going to be a big old creepo until she takes me back.
I'm
going to
have
it.
Block parties and invite her. Make
Lamar's lemonade stand. He's out there as she drives by.
I'm going to hide in her
bush. Lamar's lemonade is the good stuff.
But you know what makes it even creepier, y'all, is that it's a gated community. Like, how many houses are in this gated community? Maybe like 20, 30, 40?
Maybe more, maybe 100.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big?
Yeah, I know exactly.
Wait, is this your community, Frank?
Yes, it is my community.
Frank got money, bro. Frank got money.
What if Lamar Odom moved right next door to you?
That'd be awesome. Us sitting in the garage together, just hanging out.
Yeah, drinking lemonade. Drinking Lamar's
two
lemonade.
Bros, just two bros throwing
smoked
out.
Smoked lemonade.
The smoked lemonade is my specialty. Yes.
Don't drink it. Like,
we're talking, you know, 10 million and up in this community.
Okay, okay, wow.
His motivation is definitely to get back in Chloe's good grace.
And that's where Frank lives, and he has money. So if you see him on the street somewhere, and you ask him for money, he's got it. All right?
If Frank ever tells you he doesn't have it, he's lying to you. He's lying to you, folks.
I mean, it's hard to hide the money being such a good dresser.
Yes, yes, yes.
Snazzy. I'm so snazzy.
So snazzy. I have the same problem, too.
Moving on, it seems like Jerry Seinfeld kind of took credit for Lisa Kudrow's success in the 90s, even though he didn't really have anything to do with it. During a recent interview, Lisa revealed that she bumped into Jerry at a party back in the day, said hi to him, and when she said, "Ooh, hi," he said, "You're welcome." You're welcome.
What is the deal?
What's the deal with all the hiing? Of course, she was confused, and she said, "What?" And Jerry said, "You're on after us in the summer, and you're welcome."
Wow.
Lisa's a class act because she replied, "Oh, that's exactly right. Thank you."
That's very
was
nice.
That true?
I mean, that was my Lisa
was
Kudrow.
That your Lisa
it might have been Phoebe Buffay. More Phoebe Buffay. But I guess he's insinuating that, I mean, listen, time slots are important.
Yeah,
time slots are important.
So if you find out who are we up against, what night are we on, you're like, you're on Thursday nights, and it's Seinfeld, and then it's Friends. That's gold.
If Seinfeld is the number one show on TV, and you're coming on right after them, that's the best possible place.
These guys are on the mornings on KLOS here in Los Angeles. They are a very good morning show. They set the bar for the entire day, for the entire station. That's why the radio station does so well.
There it is.
Because of these guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's why Frank's able to live in a gated community.
With the price range starts at $10 million.
And I'm still looking for something in Panorama City.
Yeah.
I'll find something.
Heidi sleeps on a couch.
I'm fine.
Heidi, I know who you need to say you're welcome to. And thank you to. It's not me. It's Howard Stern.
That's
happened.
True.
Our first gig together was me and Heidi. We followed Howard in the morning on middays.
That's true.
And so when you got to lead in like Howard, it's like, yes. And we had great ratings, and he had great ratings. So he's kind of handed his audience. Our job is to hold on to that audience.
Howard
that was
Stern.
Friend's job. Hold on to
thank you.
Yes, thank you, Howard. Thank you
that
so
is true.
Much.
Thank you.
All right, up next, Andrew Freund, Chance with Owen Wilson, Jesse Williams, and the cast of the new movie Secret Headquarters. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because A, I am here in France, and B, I am getting ready to sit down with Owen Wilson and the cast of Secret Headquarters coming to Paramount Plus. Take a look.
What's happening?
Please don't touch me. This is so tight.
Some kind of superhero lair. Your dad's a superhero.
One of your kids pulled one of the stunts that they do in this movie. What would their punishment be?
I was a really bad kid who got into a lot of trouble and pulled way worse stunts. So if they survived and learned from it, I think I might be laughing and somewhat approving.
Fair enough.
I would want the lowdown. I probably would do extensive interviews. I would write everything down. And I would turn it into a movie.
Okay.
And then I would ground them for a couple days. Yeah. You're not allowed to see the movie until you're 18.
I was going
to
say, how did you wrangle all the kids, Owen? There's a lot of kids in this movie.
He was so good at it.
He was great.
But luckily, I'd gone to military school, so I tried to bring a little of that discipline to set, and it didn't really work.
You came at the right time, though, because we were running out of tricks.
Yeah.
And there's two of us.
You
which
guys
helps.
Pass the baton.
Yeah, we were like, please, we need help.
But actually, they were very, well-behaved. But also, you know, it wasn't so much that. It was just they kind of had like a great energy and spirit, and that was fun to be around.
The set was fun.
Yeah.
It really felt like summer camp.
If you were going to be the son of a particular superhero in the universe right now, who would that superhero be and why?
I think I would have to say Spider-Man, just because that was the one that as a kid, I don't know, he was the superhero that I was kind of into. So I think I would have to stick with that.
He's young to have a child.
I guess maybe, right, an older
I'd go Batman. Because I think he's got the coolest car.
First thing I thought of was who I don't want to be the son of, and it's the Hulk. The Hulk. Because don't you hate when your dad's
That's
mad?
Great.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine the Hulk?
That's just your dad.
Iron Man. I don't have no idea why. I mean, I love the question because he's rich. Yeah, but you know what? That means he doesn't pay attention to me. I have the jet to myself, and I'll probably become a villain. Because
I was going to say that's in a villain origin story. Yeah. Right there, the neglected son of Iron Man.
Exactly.
I, for some reason, am thinking Blade.
Ooh.
Because my dad would be a badass. I mean, that's nobody's messing with you. You should imagine he drops you off for Little League. My dad got into a fringe phase. He had like a leather jacket with leather fringe.
Oh, let's go.
And like turquoise. It was,
let's go.
In retrospect, super cool, but I struggled with it. Him dropping me off at that Little League.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Hey, good luck Thanks. In France.
I will. I'm going to go have some rosé. Goodbye.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's the last story of the day, so...
This is it!
All right, if you're a WhatsApp user, listen up. I have a feeling you're going to love this. The platform has announced new privacy updates, including the ability to check messages without others knowing
it,
controlling who can see when you're online, leave groups without notifying the entire group, and even prevent others from taking screenshots.
Ooh.
You see, sometimes you want to say, "Oh, no, I didn't see your text." And it's like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah,
it says red.
That's like, so they don't know if you're even looking red. At it or if you're even live on it.
This is created for Frank.
Yeah. Yes.
Because Frank never, he reads your messages, but he never replies.
Also on Instagram, I know when you're on Instagram and you're actively looking through it, then if people are following you, they see like a little green dot.
A little dot, yeah.
Wait, what?
They know if you're there right now.
It says active.
Yeah,
active. It says active.
So I was on there the other day and some guy's like, "Hey, Frank, you know, please follow my account. I know it's a stretch here, but I'm starting this on my own audio company. Would like to have a big heavy hitter like you follow me." And I didn't say anything.
And he knows that I'm on the app.
And he goes, "Don't be a butt." I'm like, you just typed that.
This is why I have more than one phone. I have two phones. I use one for social media. Boom. And then one for everything else.
Man, I got issues with people with two phones. When I first moved to LA, I met this girl. She had two phones. And I was like, "Why do you have two phones?" And she told me that one of them was for her friends. Oof. And the other one was for her business. Oof. And I was like, "What's your business?" And she was like, "I'm an adult film." And I was like, "Can I have both numbers?"
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.